session number 18470, Reel 4.
Reel 4.
29 Brigade were to relieve us, but they had difficulties with the Centurion tanks that were attached to them. The Centurion tanks were too wide for the roads, particularly the roads on the hills. So this delayed them even further. I mean...
Did you not see much of the Middlesex and the Australians?
We saw them in passing, really. I know two or three people in the Middlesex regiment, because Middlesex just across the river from us. And there was an occasion when I got on the boat, the Danera, to go to Hong Kong. There was the names of everyone that was on the boat, and there was a B. Searle. And his last three numbers were exactly the same as mine. I thought, Middlesex regiment, B. Searle, rifle. But it was a Brian Searle that I'd known. Lived in Kingston, and it was just coincidence. His last three numbers was the same as mine. And there was a boy who used to sit behind me at school, the school over here, named Roy Bottom. He was in the Middlesex Regiment. And that reminds me now that I met Brian so out in Korea, and he told me that Roy Bottom had been killed. I went to school with rather nasty way of being killed. I don't really want to repeat that. But we didn't really have a lot of contact with them. But I think the Middlesex Regiment was two-thirds National Servicemen, actually. The Australians, I remember they joined us after 282. But again, we never had much contact with them. I can remember an occasion when our carrier broke down and we got left behind. The carrier was fixed and we're tearing along this road. And we went through this Australian position, tearing on up the road, and suddenly there's shouting and screaming from behind us. It's these Australians calling us. There's no one in front of us, you know. We'd gone straight through their line, so we turned back, of course. But we never had really any connection with them. Or with the Americans. We were more or less isolated, really. That's another incident that's just reminded me. We met some Turkish soldiers, little fellas. They all seemed about 5'6", something like that, 5'5". Long overcoats, right down to their boots. And they'd been told to take this village. And they took this village. And they killed everyone in it. Women, children, animals, a lot. We never see him again after that.
Are you sure that happened?
Well, this is what we were told. We don't know whether it happened or not, but I suppose you do get all sorts of rumours. But because we never saw them again. We did have a Canadian division join us at one time. Princess Pats, they were called. But we're never able to mingle among these people. We always seem to be out on our own for some reason. I can remember another story, I believe this was true, that the American 5th Cavalry and the 1st Cavalry were moving up through two valleys in the dark. They met at a certain point and they was fighting each other all night, not realising that the others were friendly troops. Might be another story that was put around, but these things do happen.
What did you think of the way in which the enemy fought?
Chaotic, really. Chaotic. Bugles, blowing, screaming, banzai and all this. The Chinese were more. They were the same sort of attacking methods, you know, as if they was high on something. But they were more organised. I think they were cleverer than the North Koreans were. Another incident just come to mind. We found a North Korean. He had this lump of corrugated tin laid over him, and lifted the tin off, and his leg was hanging off. And there were South Korean sort of guerrilla fighters. They had some weapons there, and we said to them, "Take this man, and you know, by gesturing, right? Take him to get some treatment somewhere." And they put him on this corrugated bit of tin and they took him around the hill. We had rifle shots. We knew what had happened. I mean, we were in a position to hang around and see what happened, but we guessed what had happened. So, you know, I feel they were really like the Japanese were in the Second World War. The same sort of mentality.
What did you think about fighting the Korean War?
I suppose I was a child of the Second World War. I'd been brought up on King and Country, and as the times I spent in the cadet forces, and I suppose it's different to now. I think if there was a war now, there would be a lot more conscientious objectors than there was in the Second World War. And you know, I was, like my generation was brought up more or less as it was a normal thing to have a war. And I suppose now it would be more difficult to get a country in that frame of mind.
Did you feel it was necessary to fight the Korean War?
Yeah, I think it was, because I think that the Russians were behind it, because they had Russian tanks, they had MiG fighters, they had Russian officers, the Chinese. And I think it was a sort of an opening gambit of a chess game. If they could have got the United Nations troops or the American troops out of Korea, that would just have been the start of trying it somewhere else. And they were more or less put the United Nations into a position of saying, what would you do if we started a Third World War? So I think it had to be done. Whether the... I think it was a war that had to be fought. I think it's like the Second World War. It had to be fought. Regarding the First World War, I don't know whether that had to be fought. That was just about... political thing, people trying to show their mettle and that sort of thing. But I think the Korean War had to be fought.
Did your national service change at all?
I don't think the national service changed me, but the war in Korea did change me. I mean, I never gloated over seeing enemy dead, seeing them bombed, seeing them shot down. I never gloated over it. I always felt it was some poor sod's, excuse my language, some person's father, son, brother. And I thought, and I still do think that if politicians had to fight the wars, there wouldn't be any wars. That's why there's not been a third world war, because they would all be involved. They would all have to take their comeuppance, not just the soldiers.